The White House Report.
White House officials knew something, but they did not know the full story, according to Raj Shah, Deputy White House Press Secretary. They found out the full story when they saw the picture of Rob Porter's ex-wife with a black eye.
The allegations made against Rob Porter, as we understand them, involve incidents long before he joined the White House. Therefore, they are best evaluated through the background check process. It's important to remember that Rob Porter has repeatedly denied these allegations and done so publicly. That doesn't change how serious and disturbing these allegations are. They're upsetting. And the background check investigates both the allegations and the denials. The investigation does not stop when allegations come to light. It continues to determine the truth. We should not short-circuit an investigation just because allegations are made unless they could compromise national security or interfere with operations at the White House. The truth must be determined. And that was what was going on with Rob Porter. His background investigation was ongoing. He was operating on an interim security clearance. His clearance was never denied, and he resigned. To summarize, the allegations against Rob Porter are serious and deeply troubling. He did deny them.
Would the administration take this as serious as they are now if there had not been a photo? Raj Shah says.
How should women feel if they don't have a photograph? I don't think any standard applies.
I just think that we do take allegations of misconduct, of domestic violence, other issues like that very seriously. We are very concerned about them. In this instance, in the case of Rob Porter, we relied on the background check investigative process. That process hadn't been completed, so we were relying on the information that we had.
There was a follow-up on that violence against women issue.
Raj. Okay, Raj, two questions. I want to follow up on Noah. You say the president takes the issue of violence against women seriously.
Yes.
Why did this administration close the Violence Against Women office when he became president last year? He defunded it and everything, and also he shut down the Women and Girls office as well. And I have another question on.
I don't know specifically why those specific offices may have been closed, but look, I did talk to the president earlier today. He told me he was very saddened by these reports and by the information that he saw, by the images that he saw. We do take violence against women and these types of allegations very seriously. What's your second question?
The interim security clearance, mm-hmm. Does that allow Rob Porter to be able to touch at the time when he was employed here, to be able to touch and see classified materials?
Yeah, it would, yes.
Even though Rob Porter has resigned and on occasion the White House said terminated, even though he is gone, the issue still remains as to when this White House knew about the allegations against the former staff secretary. April Ryan, AURN News.